دن کا یہ سفر ہے. مرکز صحابہ, the voice of اہل سنہ والجماعہ. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. Once again, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum to this edition of the Truthful Connection, coming to you live and exclusively from the studios of Markaz Sahaba Online, Sautu Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the voice of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah in Durban, South Africa. Alhamdulillah, we have just completed the segment on Palestine. We now cross over to Brother Ahmad Tariq to discuss issues related to kafan and dafan, and then also issues related to our local politics. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Brother Ahmad Tariq.
Wa alaikum salam. Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, alayna salam to all our radio listeners on a beautiful cold Saturday morning. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us with another fine day.
Definitely, you know, whether it is hot or cold, we have to make shukr. Allah Azza wa Jalla states, La tasubbu dahr fa ana dahr. You know, it is Allah Azza wa Jalla who is a creator of the different weather conditions. So, you know, we don't find any weather to be blameworthy, because Allah Azza wa Jalla does everything out of His knowledge and wisdom. Brother Ahmad Tariq, is there any new issues related to kafan and dafan?
Malala. Today we will pass kafan dafan. For next week, there is nothing much to report. There is one or two minor things that we can always pass it for next week. Most pressing issue is in the Tigrinya municipality, the issues that you have raised that we need to bring to our knowledge of all our listeners for this morning. Morana, so I'm ready to answer all those questions that what you have sent through to me, and I'll give you an update of what we have discussed at our council meeting on Thursday as well as yesterday, that some water, sanitation. And the good part of this whole thing is, alhamdulillah, we must say Allah shukr, that we are seeing the daylight a little bit, not much, but a little bit. Things are going in the right direction. We as a council, we are holding the expo in the Itigwini municipality to account for all the wrongdoings over the years. And now we have now more or less with a report that was present to us, what is happening under the 159, to give an input to the community to say at least we know where the problems are and how are we going to fix the problem, inshallah.
What is the pressing issue? You know, a lot of people are gone into panic state, because I think for the last month or two, every week we read in the tabloids, when we go to the Independent Online, you know, and other newspapers, water, 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 that there is going to be a crisis in the city of Durban. What actions are being taken, you know, to ensure that we can avoid such a situation where people would be left without water?
Ji Molana, we were given at our council meeting by the director, the minister from the minister was sent to us to give us a complete update on the problems that what we are facing at the Tigrinya municipality. And yes, we do have massive problems. If you take our reservoir, we need them to be fixed, and there is no water into the reservoirs. And if you don't have water into the reservoir, we cannot supply you. So in yesterday's meeting, the very first question that I posed is, no use we fix our reservoirs when the problem is also with all the street pipes that lead into your houses and homes. How are you going to solve that problem? You're fixing one, the reservoir, and then you're not fixing the issue that is on the ground, where on the road, where you have to fix those pipes. Because you, what's going to happen if you're going to fix those reservoirs, it will start working, it will start pumping the water, and now what's going to happen, all the pipes is going to be bursting all over the shore, and how are we going to overcome that? So they have taken and they have given us an undertaking, but this is not going to be, I must make this very, very clear to all our listeners, it's not going to be a short-term fix or anything, it's a long-term fix. It will take in the region anything from 5 years to 8 years where they have to fix most of our reservoirs and to bring in water from the dams into our reservoirs. So it's going to be a massive task they have taken. They have earmarked millions of rand and billions of rand from national governments to come into our coffers to fill the dams, because we are getting from the Albert Falls Dam, we're getting Nigel Dam, we're getting, and now we're also tapping into our dam in Verulam as well. So all these dams will be getting upgrades, and then we're going to bring the raw water, the water into our reservoir. So the problem is with the reservoirs, that we're having a problem to bring the water from the dam into a reservoir and into your house. That is a big, big issue. And they have given us an undertaking how the way they're going to be solving the issues. Now, what Tigwini Municipality has insisted, by where we normally buy our water from, when we buy our water, they are going to give us 30 tankers. They are going to give us additional 30 tankers, of which we have 190 tankers of our own. So that would add another to make it to 220 tankers. But also, we have also raised the question about the tanker mafia. Now, you know, getting these additional tankers to bring in the water to our homes and where the water is needed. Now, when you went doing the fill-up, there's a big chaos there because everybody wants to go and fill up quick as possible. And then we have also our private institution who is helping us. You can take Twin Clothing. They've got one 8,000-liter tanker. They are helping us. Then Ahmad Desai from Finic Cash and Carry, he's filling up from there as well. So there is quite a few other people that, you know, filling up, NGOs, NPOs are filling up from these reservoirs to bring water to our homes. So there is a huge chaos. So we're ironing that out. As of Monday, that will be sorted out. I'm getting water. They have to sort this issues out, and they are working 24/7 to sort this issue. And they, I'm getting water gave us 30 additional tankers from their side to top it off to make sure that we get, especially like you take Finney, Amslanga, Durban North, you will find there is no water for weeks and days at the moment. Every day there's tanker. In fact, I'm there on the ground at the moment where we're fighting a by-election on the 11th, and I'm helping them with the water with Finney Cash and Carry as well as Twin Clothing. We have given them the water to those. You may imagine they got millions of rand worth of property there, beautiful houses, but you don't have water. So, you know, it's a big issue at the moment, especially when coming to water. So there is light under the tunnel here. There will be, they are starting to get the act together. The minister was there personally, and we had a chat with him, and he's given us a complete dossier. It's about 20 pages, Molana, in fact. I tried getting your email. I did phone for you. I couldn't get through to you. And I can give you a full brief of all the areas that Kuchis are affected on this map here of mine. Areas like Amslanga, Eskom, Woodview, Ottawa, Gandhi's Hospital, Verulam, Tongungat, Terrence Park, Buffaldale, Chainlands, then you've got Usman Basmed Hospital, Amslanga Hospital. All these issues, all these ones are actually Tongat, Phoenix, Durban North, Avoca, Brookdale, Glen Annual. All these are affected areas. So, you know, these are massive areas that have been affected for this water issue. So So they are working for this. What we want to do is first get our reservoir and get another team to start fixing the pipes, because that's where our issues is going to be, mainly on the pipes where the water is coming into your homes. That is our massive and major issues as we speak, and that is going to be a long-term work that is going to be taking place as of like now. And the team is ready. They have appointed a new guy at water sanitation who's overlooking like how they got Minister of Electricity in national government. We have got somebody assisting with a new guy that we have created, and that is the guy that is going to do the work for us, inshallah.
So during the process of repairs, we can expect water cuts also, because to repair there is a need to cut the water off.
What they are going to do is they want to work on section basis, and where as soon as what you will get, you're going to get a notification that A, B, C, D, E, F area is going to be affected today. We got 15 tankers are going to be servicing that area, and that's how it's going to be done. That's the only way, because you got all reservoirs are having a problem, and these things have to be fixed. And if you don't fix the reservoirs, you cannot get your water at your home. So water, from now, you can embrace yourself for the next year or so. This is the issue that you're going to be having. So they want to start fixing all the reservoirs to get your water to your tap. Like how they had a march in Kinnick. They wanted to burn the tanker. They said, we don't want the tanker, but we want our water in the tap. You cannot get the water in your taps because there is no water from the dams to the reservoirs and from the reservoirs to your home. That's where the problem is. You can burn that fire tanker with 20,000 liters of water. You can burn that tanker, but you're still not going to get, because there's no water to feed you. If you don't put petrol in your car, that car cannot move. That's where we are at the moment.
Right. Now, there's some good news that we read about during the week, and that is about Itikweni municipality announced plans to write off debts of deceased and insolvent properties to the value of 1 million, and that are over 24 months. Itikweni Mayor Cyril Dzaba described the bold move as a step in the right direction to provide relief for indigent households and to improve the city's revenue collection. The unprecedented move was adopted by the city's council and was in line with the Municipal Financial Management Act, as well as the Itikweni Municipality Credit Control and Debt Collection Policy. Can you comment on this? This seems good news for a lot of people.
Right. It is very, very good news, but there's a big but here. Number one, the property must be under the value of 1 million rand. Say if the municipal value that property at 2.3 million rand, so you still have a problem. Only they can do a write-off of 1 million rand. But now, we fought for this for the last couple of months. I've been fighting for two things: the debt review to be extended, which I'll talk about it now, and this year. What is happening in our balance sheet? It's over 1 billion rand worth of debt. We can't recover it because these are all, Allah has taken them away from the dunya. They're no longer here in the world, and these are all deceased debts. Now, the attorneys can't wind up with this estate too, because they cannot transfer the property into the heirs, because you won't get a clearance certificate. So this is a problem. So they have taken a decision, full council took a decision on Thursday to say, okay, fine, anything in the deceased state, there's nothing can be recoverable, and then make our balance sheet look better. So rather write these things off and clean it up, because every year we're carrying it over, debt is owed. As we speak at the moment, the debt, we have recoverable debt for our municipal at the moment is about 35 billion is out there and people are owing us money to bring it to our pocket. Then on the other hand, we had to go and borrow 50 million. We had to take overdraft to keep the wheels turning. Alhamdulillah, we also got investment of 8 billion that is on fixed. Now we can't touch that money. So I'm saying it is better for us to collect our money, give debt review. If you're owing us, Monana owing us on rates, is owing us 1 million rand. We prepare to give you, if you pay us once off, we will write off 150,000 rand there. Plus, we'll write off all the interest and penalty. Then it'll come to about maybe 500,000-600,000. You'll give us, you pay it. Or you say, okay, I want to pay it over 3 months. It's acceptable, and we take it. A lot of them I have in the last couple of months when the debt review was still up to the 31st of July. I have them, and I got like 18 million, 14 million. A lot of our own businesses. And they got land, they got properties, and they haven't taken care of the rate. And I've cleared that out. And a lot of them, alhamdulillah, they're happy that we have cleared the debts off. And some of them, they say, okay, we can't take the 15%. We don't have that money. But we can take it over 36 months. So you pay, if you're a business, you pay a 10% deposit. And if you're a household, pay 5% deposit. And the balance, you pay it over 36 months. And whatever your normal account is, you pay that and you pay towards the debt of yours. So interest-free, all this is what is interest-free. In this debt write-off for the deceased state, it's a very, very good thing. It will clean up most of our problems at the civil municipality in terms of financial things. We won't have that issue where we have to bring this debt into our books for the next year, carry it over. It will clean all that up. And the big plus factor again is we have increased the debt review program from extended it, in other words, from now it will get sanctioned by the city manager, and we have it was approved at the council level till the end of December. So you got all these, still people can't make it to pay the electricity account, the water account, rates account. There's an opportunity again. Go to the Tivini municipality, go to your councillors, come to me. We've got special forms. We'll fill it. We do the application for you. Send it there, and you'll be trouble-free. You've got no headaches or anything in terms of, and you'll get the 36 months to pay. So there's a big advantage here. We need to take advantage whenever the state is giving us all these concessions, and I think this is the opportunity because this one, for the deceased state is going to be for a temporary, only for 90 days, and after that it's not going to be extended, okay? So whoever has got these problems, in fact, as of yesterday, I had hundreds of calls and emails, please, can I assist now? My father passed away, my mother passed away, I only got my one sister. We can't do anything. The reason is we don't have money to wind up the state and all. So I have engaged a few attorneys yesterday to assist to people that, you know, there's widows and all that, they can't do anything. We said, you know what, let's speak to Amal, the Lawyers Association, see where we can help these poor people and clean up, because now we'll be able to get the rates clearance certificate from the council so that we'll be able to write off the debt, and that poor lady, whoever it is, the widow, will be able to get some money out of this child.
Inshallah. Now, another burning issue is councillor salaries increases. Now, we know that most of the ratepayers are against this because they feel that, you know, there are many that are working for the department that are basically, you know, collecting a salary and really not performing. Like there's one person, the Amshlanga Ratepayers and Residents Association chairperson, Terry McClarty, said, "The whole of Durban North had no water for the past week. I have no problem remunerating people for doing their jobs efficiently. A huge portion of the Itikweni budget goes to staff costs, but there is no performance management to hold people accountable." Now, that's his argument, performance management. Is there anything that they have, you know, to really check out the worker, whether the worker is getting his work done?
Molana, there's two folds to this question. Number one, what that ratepayers is querying about is not mainly about the council's remuneration, that it's an annual thing. It is what the workers that are saying is they have the agreement they had, the council had with the unions, and the increases they had, they do it over a 3-year or a 5-year period. Now, what we are talking at the moment, the salary and wage collective agreement, municipality now would have to from now start working with the city manager and engage all the union regarding, they normally get anything from 4% to 8%, so they'll have to start negotiating, because the last agreement has come to an end on the 30th of June 2024. Now, you'll find if you're not going to start working towards this year, you're going to find a lot of strikes, you're going to find all the litters back onto the road, the water department is not going to work, electricity, they will start toiling, the whole city will come to a standstill. So we have also gave instruction to the city manager via the full council, they must start negotiating now, get the role players, especially the workers, to get an agreement, get a consensus, how best they can get the increases, what they are looking for. Because, you know, cost of living is going up, every day is going up. So that's where the issue is at the moment. And it's not too much about the council, because we had an increase last year. So there was about 3% or 2.5%. But, you know, for me, increase and all doesn't matter. I'm not interested in the increase. I'm only there for the service delivery and nothing else. And that is it, where I am there to serve the community and serve my team. And that's where I have taken a vow that when I get into council, I'm going to be a soldier for the community and firstly get whatever for our community as well. Also for my people on the ground, and mainly for making sure that whatever legislation are taking place, first and foremost, we are covered in terms of our masjid, madrasa, land, whatever, whoever is getting, we should be there. That's where I get to serve the community and also make sure we protect our interest, the Muslim interest in council as well. That is my aim and object, and that's how I told Muslim Ibrahim Saleji, I'm going there, because if you go there, you become like everyone else, you know, the corruption and the bribery and all. I said, I'm not in there for that day. I only went for one specific reason, is to make sure to serve the community and make sure whatever, and make sure that the Muslim community also is being protected at council level, to make sure whatever other communities are getting, we should be getting the same.
Now, do they have any kind of assessment that they do on staff members to see whether the member is performing or, you know, he's just there for a salary?
Well, you see, they brought in Mike Settlers and they brought in Buteles from national government. Buteles, we are from national provincial government. They are doing a complete due diligence on every single department. And they're seeing which department is performing, which department is not performing. Department of Health, it's from the Department of Health, Parks, Sanitation, Water, Electricity, you name it. You know, we got so many departments, and it's also saying to them that this is a time, if a department is not working, amalgamate it with another department where the cost factor will come down, and our staff labor issues will be solved as well. So but most importantly, at the moment, we are short staffed at the Chipuni municipality. And that's the other reason why it takes them so long to fill in position in the workers, the driver, especially the mechanic. If you go to our workshop, you won't even find one part there. That's how bad it is. So at the end of the day, you must be heard in the last month, there were 120 buses we put there at the old driving in, you know, by the beachfront. And all those things went into auction, and all those buses were sold. At least all those scraps are gone. There's a whole lot of trucks and cars also need to go there, and they auction that and clean that whole place up and bring in new vehicles. They have also got from Toyota and all the other because brands have brought it, because we can't give only one brand of vehicles, so they have brought in others to compensate for the work. And then also what we are saying, this business of outsourcing must stop. Previously, in the old days, they had their own engineers, their own trucks, they had their own plumbers, own electrical engineers, workforce in the electricity department, water department, parks, everything. You see, the drains, our drains were clean. Everything was getting done. So we say this outsourcing must stop. Bring in the right workers. Your workforce might go up, but you're in control of your own destiny to make sure the work is getting done. And that's what we are saying at the moment. And it will take, it is coming together. Yes, I'm confident now that what we have put in place is starting to give fruit at the moment. And in the long term, I think the city will be, give it 5 years from now, the city will be again the fourth or fifth best city in the world. And we can get it to that because we're working. The city is starting to getting cleaned up. If you go to Gray Street, West Street, and all, things are looking much better than what they were. And but unfortunately, the water issue is going to be a major other issue. Alhamdulillah, this week, Thursday, at council level too, I have now got promoted to MPAC. Now, MPAC is that there's only 13 of us in MPAC. They look after the money. So 65 billion, where the money is going, we make sure the allocation is right, is not going into the wrong hands. And all the CII use on investigation and everything will come from that department. So now we are seeing how many people have been already charged, whose matters will be coming before court. So all that, inshallah, alhamdulillah, with your people, Tuaz Maulana, I have been promoted to sit on that board as of the next meeting, inshallah.
May Allah Azza wa Jalla give you the strength to, you know, fulfill that responsibility. We will, inshallah, talk again next week as we have come to the end of this segment. And once again, Jazakumullah khair al jaza for your valuable time and valuable information this morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi.